thing. If he did not answer the phone, Carl?
Yeah, hi.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to call, and I'm going to ask for your roommate, John. Ready? Answer the phone.
Hello.
Hi, John?
No, it's Carl.
Oh, hi, Carl. Is John in?
Yeah, just a moment.
Thank you. Carl, you did it exactly how it happens. Because here's the deal. Because I started in a friendly way. Carl, let's do it again. Go ahead, say hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's John Oliverian. This is Danny Johnson calling from XYZ Corporation.
I'm not sure.
And isn't that just what happens? If the guy's friend assumes that you're a telemarketer, he's sitting there, come on, you know, he's looking at John going, it's a telemarketer, it's a telemarketer. And John's saying, I'm not home. Guys, that is like where 90% of the people mess this up, right there on the initial deal. That first 10 seconds on the phone is where they mess it up because they're putting the wrong foot forward. And so Carl, he assumed that I knew John. Why? Because I assumed I knew John. That's why. So he said, yeah, hold on a second. I'll go get him for you. And that's how you want to do this. The next thing I did is I put the ball in John's court. And I said, John, what can I do for you? I came from a customer service standpoint, not from a sales standpoint. And so I'm saying, what can I do for you? I'm calling you back. You requested info. What can I do for you? And John did say what 99% of the people say when they hear that question. And that is, actually, I was looking. And that's what they do. And then the ball's back in your court. Now, you need to write this down. The one who controls the conversation is the person asking all the questions. If you are the one asking the questions, you are winning this ball game. If you are the one doing all the talking and you immediately go into telling and selling, you've lost the game completely. You are now on the defense. You can only score on offense, guys. That's the only way you're going to score points in this game is by staying on offense. And offense is the one asking all the questions. Again, I said, what can I do for you? He says, I'm looking to spend more time with my daughter. I have full custody of my daughter, and I would like to start off, you know, working a few extra hours from home so I can eventually transition to working full-time from home so I can be at home with my child. Boom. That is the man's need. I write that down. You want to take notes on everything that the man is saying. In fact, you need to have like a call log that has their name, telephone address, has the comments, appointment date, follow-up appointment date. You want to have a sheet that says that, so you just kind of go straight across and filling out those answers to the questions that are at the top of that page.